Follow the Rabbit Proof Fence. Written by Doris Pilkington, Aboriginal name, Noogi Garamara. And read by Rachel Mazza.
Back at the dormitory, the girls were trying to snuggle down in their cold, uninviting beds. Molly, Daisy and Gracie began to talk normally amongst themselves, not whispering, but speaking in their own relaxed manner. "You girls can't talk blackfella language here, you know," came the warning from the other side of the dorm. "You gotta forget it and talk English all the time." The girls were dumbfounded. They couldn't say anything but stare at the speaker. "That's true," said Martha in support. "I had to do the same. They tell everybody that when they come here and go to school for the first time." Molly couldn't believe what they had just heard. "We can't talk our old Wonga," she whispered. "That's awful." "We all know it's awful," Martha told them. "But we got over that," she added calmly. Molly lay staring at the ceiling, pondering their fate and the kind of lifestyle they could expect at this strange place. And she didn't like it one bit. After a while, she and the rest of the girls dozed off to sleep. Sometime later, they were awakened abruptly by a loud voice telling them that the bell had gone. "Go on, get up, tea time, everybody," the voice told them. Throughout the dormitory, sleeping forms began to rise from their narrow beds. Once again, Martha took charge and led the four newcomers to the dining hall for a meal of watery stew, almost the repeat of what they had for dinner. Except they also had bread and treacle. When no one was looking, Molly put all the unwanted crusts in her calico bag and nudged her young sisters sitting either side of her to do the same. "For later," whispered Molly. "Well, everybody finished now?" asked Martha politely. "Yes," said the girl softly. "We'd better hurry, it's going to rain again." They stood briefly on the veranda to watch the thunderclouds rumbling in the west. There was a flash of lightning followed by another. "Quick, run," urged Martha. "It's going to pour down soon." They reached the dormitory just in time. Many of the other boys and girls were running quickly to beat the rain. It began to fall lightly at first. Then, as darkness approached, the wind blew strong and cold. All the inmates returned to their dormitories. The younger ones lay quietly in their beds, listening to the older ones sharing with each other stories, anecdotes, and hopes for the future. After roll call and lights out, Molly listened to the slide of the bolt and the rattle of the padlock, then silence. It was at that moment that this free-spirited girl knew that she and her sisters must escape from this place.